Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Albert Jennings Fountain tells his story. Just before we were married, Albert Jennings Fountain said, as he took up his story again, I had been reassigned to Fort Bliss in El Paso. My orders were to round up any stray Confederate soldiers and bring them to justice. Instead, I found out that the local Indian tribes were the ones that were most bothersome to me. Because, you see, after we defeated the Confederates here, many of the Apache were well-armed with what used to be Confederate weapons. The Mescalero, the Mimbreño, the Chiricahua were all a thorn in my side for a long time. I retired from the Army about 3 years ago. Back in El Paso, I helped to establish the first Protestant house of worship. We named it St. Clemens Episcopal Church. I thought of moving my family here away from the danger zone. La Mesilla seems like such a nice place to raise a family. I am negotiating with the Barelas for a place that I can call home. In El Paso, I ran for customs inspector and I won. That's about the time that I attracted the attention of W.W. Mills, who was collector of customs. He took me on and, on the sly, he told me that we could make a lot of money if we teamed up with Samuel A. Maverick, who was the local entrepreneur. He asked if I would be interested in joining with him in a venture where we would seize control of the salt deposits in the Guadalupe Mountains and charge locals a hefty price to use it. They were known as the Salt Ring. But no, that kind of stuff did not sit too well with me. Instead, I joined Gaylord Clark and Albert H. French in forming the Anti-Salt Ring. Of course, it started a long-running feud between the Mills and the Fountains. That's why I'm considering a move up here to La Mesilla. The only thing keeping me here is the fact that I was elected to the Texas Senate, and I am spearheading what is known as the Frontier Protection Bill. It is meant to reactivate the Texas Rangers and bring some semblance of order to this part of the territory. As he was speaking, Giovanni kept characteristically quiet. He had been trying to observe Albert Jennings Fountain's hands as he was gesticulating wildly. He had learned enough from the palm reader in Doña Ana to know that Mr. Fountain was to have a tragic death. As he was speaking, little Henry had sneaked away from his mother and came to sit on his father's lap. The older man wrapped his arms around the little boy. That's when the hermit lapsed into a vision that blurred his sight and focused his attention on the father and son seated before him. In his mind's eye, the holy hermit could see Albert Jennings Fountain and his son traveling back to La Mesilla, writing on a buckboard. They were coming from the eastern part of the territory, where they had prosecuted some cattle wrestlers. As he continued to stare off into space, the hermit saw himself standing next to this father and son as they entered the Tularosa Basin. They were being shadowed by three other men who had evil intentions in their hearts. As they rounded a chalky hill closer to home, the men ambushed both of them, wrenching the little boy from his father's arm. The frightened father didn't even have enough time to look around for his cartridge belt before he too was clunked on the head with a pistol butt handle. As he fell unconscious, little Henry screamed in terror. One of the men jumped on the buckboard and rode it pell-mell some 12 miles back, closer to the unsteady, shifting piles of white sand nearby. In the back of the buckboard, Albert Jennings Fountain groaned painfully as he tried to fight his way back to consciousness. Giovanni's vision became more blurred as he could make out splashes of bright red blood besoaking the burning white sand. He could see the three men strip the bodies of their possessions and dump the bodies of both into a shallow grave that they had hastily dug. One of the men pocketed the very Masonic lodge pin that Mr. Fountain was wearing so proudly on his chest. The hermit's ears were ringing with the words, "Fall, fall, fall." As the vision of the future of the lawman and his son came to a close, the hermit stood up, shocked by the foul deed in store for them both. Should he try to warn them, they would consider him a madman. He staggered up to his feet and saw that Mr. Fountain was cradling his little boy who had fallen asleep. He rocked him softly like a male version of the Pietà that Giovanni had seen so many times back in his native Italy. As he shuffled past them to the front door, Albert Jennings Fountain looked up and asked in a low voice,
What was it that you needed to see me about?
It
was nothing,
mumbled the hermit, beating a hasty retreat. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.